Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
A lot of our listeners will have or might have had some experience of the Irish hospices, whether it's a loved one or a family member or friend that has maybe stayed in a hospice over a period of time or availed of their services, or maybe even the hospice services from home. Well, you will see that the annual Hospice Sunflower Days big fundraiser, that starts tomorrow. The on-street collections will be out and about across the country on Friday until Saturday. There's volunteers there taken to the streets, and it's all in aid of trying to raise really vital funds for their local hospice service. And Irene McLaughlin-Lennon is with me in studio today, because Irene, you've had some experience of being in and out of a hospice with your sister Lorraine. Tell us a little bit about her story.
Thanks for having me in, Andrea. Lorraine was diagnosed with cancer, terminal cancer, at the age of 59. And she was living in England at the time, so it was we just asked her to come home and be near. For us, it was easier for us to look after her and her partner and her husband if we were at home,
yeah,
and her with us rather than us trying to travel. So when she was home for some time, she ended up going to the hospice for just pain management. Wasn't a bit happy to go in, was very, very nervous. But after three solid days, she was a changed person. She really, really was. She was a changed woman. She was so well looked after. She got so much time from the staff. And that's the massive difference between a hospice and a hospital. There's actually no comparison. The care that they gave her was second to none, because they had the time to give it to her. And it was literally, they took the fear away from her. Lorraine had a massive fear of dying.
I get that.
Massive.
I understand that. I think for a lot of people, and there is, like, you know, a lot of people that might go in as an inpatient to a hospice, it's really the time when you're coming to terms with your own mortality. Yeah. Like, it is a frightening prospect.
It's massive, massively frightening. And there was a lot of other things that frightened Lorraine. She was afraid of passing away. She was afraid of little things like the dark. They made it so simple for her. They talked to Lorraine. They encouraged her through, you know, just different ways that they dealt with her. It was just lovely. Really was lovely. It was home from home for her and for us. Mm. They made her last few weeks very, very pleasant.
How long was she?
She had 3 weeks in it, which was it's a nice time.
Yeah.
She thought she'd come home, but she didn't. And she had her last 3 weeks were lovely. She had a date night with her husband. You wouldn't get that in a public hospital.
Yeah.
It was lovely.
It's the little extra things,
isn't it?
It's
the small things that make life so simple for her and made it really easy for us, because we had great comfort in going to the hospice, because it was so small, it was so intimate. They had their own, there was loads of little rooms that you could go off to. My boys could go and watch TV when I was with Lorraine. Mm. And that was nice to have that time with her.
Well, it's all about trying to make it comfortable for the wider family, isn't
Absolutely,
it?
Absolutely, you know, because we didn't know what to expect. We didn't, we'd never been had experience. Now, obviously, my mum was a terminal, she was a very ill patient. She was on dialysis. She passed away from that as a result of complications from that. But her care was, she was in and out to that for dialysis. It was, you go for your 4 hours, come home, do whatever you need to do the next day, but back in the next day. It was very different. Now, she was mild-minded too, I have to say.
Yeah.
But it was very different. Palliative care is, there's no comparison to it. It's just, it's a lovely way. And it's not just for cancer care patients. It's for other patients that have life-limiting illnesses.
Nikki McCormick is with us on the line as well, Irene. Nikki's a retired nurse manager of South West Meath Hospice and a fundraiser too for South West Meath Hospice as well. Nikki, the hospice, I think, is something that we do right. We do it well in Ireland as a service.
Yes, I think, it's a unique situation. It's possibly because, for a start, we have, you know, there's an increased nurse-patient ratio. You know, hospices, certainly the one in Athlone, South West Meath Hospice, there was a huge amount of fundraising, which was organised by, the extraordinary committee 13, 14 years ago. So the hospice in Athlone is sort of 12, 13 years old. It's absolutely beautiful. It's built onto an existing elderly care centre. So when you go in, you're in maybe another world. It has glass, you know, stainless steel, beautiful views into the garden. sitting rooms to be separate, you know, that you can be in different spaces. Mm. And the beauty of palliative care and hospice care is that you're in a relaxed atmosphere and you have time. And that is just so special for the staff and the nursing staff and the multidisciplinary staff that are in it. So you make relationships quickly, I think, in palliative care and hospice care.
Well, we were definitely made friends.
You're in a unique position, I think, as staff as well as in you know, as well as the patient. You're in a unique position too, and you're in a privileged position to be in that, to be involved with the family at that very unique and sad time of their lives, but it also it can be a happy time as well.
Yeah, you mentioned that, Irene, that, you know, I suppose in the darkest of times with your sister Lorraine, you do get comfort from, I suppose, others and other families that are there.
Absolutely, yeah. We had the privilege of being welcomed by lovely staff. Hi, Nikki, by the way.
How are you?
It was so lovely. They were so kind and it was such a peaceful place. So, so peaceful. Mm. And I can guarantee if it was available when my mum was sick, she definitely would have.
The Together for Hospice, really, Nikki, is a kind of it's an umbrella organisation. There's about 22 different hospice centres or hospice services around the country. But like a lot of the funds, you know, that are brought in and used to provide the services, it's a lot of it's through the fundraising. It's what we see on the streets.
No, it's absolutely wonderful. I think sometimes people really don't understand that Sunflower Day is it's so specific to the particular area that you're fundraising for, so that every penny and every euro actually just goes into goes directly into the local hospice service, and you know it's used so wisely. It can be used within the community as well for the for the specialist community team who do so much for us as well. Those nurses that look after those that choose to be at home, or the patients that choose to be at home, and the nurses that arrive at night, maybe to give the family a break and a night's sleep. But they also come into us in the hospice. We've never wanted for anything. The number of times when we've needed money from, and we've not been able to get it, maybe from other directions, I've always been in a position that I could go to the committee or ask of the committee, and they've always provided, and that's been wonderful for me, and it's been just a reassurance and just a comfort to know that I could do that, that's so important.
I know that Irene, tomorrow people will see, because a lot of our listeners will be very familiar with Daffodil Day, you know, as a fundraiser through the Irish Cancer Society. This is the Sunflower Day, but it's really the hospice, I suppose, way of fundraising, as Nikki
mentioned. Collectively, yes.
Yeah. And you're kind of encouraging people to get involved.
Exactly, yes, yes. Just if you're out and about at the weekend when the collections are going on, if you could just dig deep, people are very, very good for supporting. And remember that the money that you give locally stays locally. And unfortunately, there have been an increase in number in service users over the last number of years. It's increased by 2-3%, which it's the inevitable. It's like rain and tax. Somebody's going to suffer from it. We're all going to be affected in some shape or form. And you just never know when you might need the service. And it is nice to give back. It's lovely to give back as family and for, you know, in the general public. It's a vital part of our community.
This is the Together for Hospice Sunflower Days. As I mentioned, they're fundraisers. You'll see people out and about collecting tomorrow on the streets. That's happening from Friday until Saturday. Irene McLaughlin-Lennon and also as well Nikki McCormack. Thanks a million to you both for joining us here on Lunchtime Live.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.